sure if there's any truth to it, but my understanding is when it was delivered yesterday to Congress, and, you know, we were all watching on C-SPAN or whatever, they didn't want us. It was delivered at like 1:15. They immediately they started the queue to get,
get have Biden the, in there.
Antifa and them. Yeah. I wonder if there's anything to this. I wish that we could have. I want to see the evidence. That's what I want to see.
We're going to look into it, and we appreciate the heads up. Thank you, Brenda.
Thanks, Brenda.
All right, bye.
Okay,
bye.
We are trying to catch up here as we at the top of the hour.
Yeah, really.
Hey, I had an experience because there's a couple of folks who have taught me a lot about automobiles, you being one, even though your business is all about...
Wait, have you driven a Porsche yet?
That's where I was going.
Okay, all right, here we go. I've been waiting for this. Go ahead.
Donnie Turner. Donnie Turner has an amazing
knowledge on
cars. So I had the opportunity to go on a test drive in a Porsche. And Macan, the SUV.
That's it, Macan, yeah.
And Mr. Kniff, the sales rep that took me out, was amazing. His product knowledge, not just on Porsche, because the questions I had, you know, like, okay, obviously this is an automobile that, and they do have some amazing certified pre-owned and other offers and deals available at Jack Ingram Porsche. But I did not know until we were on a stretch of road doing 0 to 60 in 2.1 seconds. Now I know.
Hell yeah. It puts you back in the seat.
Plus all the other touches, bells and whistles. Just an amazing machine.
Oh, yeah.
And another thing. Now, you know, I am a careful driver. Unless deer are around, there's not much you can do.
Well, he hit you more than you hit.
This is true. He came leaping out of that little ravine there next to 231. But... taking it, and you can give me the science on this better than I can, but taking the curve on a ramp onto Interstate 85, it's like the car had teeth on the road.
Oh, it's flat, yeah.
Yeah. None of this, well, if I go another mile an hour faster, I might flip the vehicle. Just amazing.
Porsche's handle.
So, folks, make 2021 the year that you finally... buy what you love to drive. Or lease. You can do that, too, at jackingramporsche.com. I've invited him to join us on a Thursday afternoon show.
Good.
Because one of these days we can take a break and talk cars.
I would love to. Because, you know, a lot of people, to them, a car is an appliance, like refrigerator, washing machine. It's not to me. It's a passion for me. That's why I love Porsches, Mercedes.
I learned a lot about Audis, which they also
I love Audis, too. I've had one.
And Mercedes-Benz, too.
Good cars.
He knows them inside out.
They have to.
Yeah.
They have to.
If you're interested in any of those brands, go see Mr. Kniff.
There you go.
And it's a great team at JackIngramPorsche.com. It's time to love what you drive.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. I know there are a lot of different name brands out there. So if someone needs a system service or repair, does it matter what brand it is?
Not at all. At United, our service techs are trained to service and repair all brands.
What if it was installed by another company?
It doesn't matter. United's service team is here for you 24/7, and we service thousands of families here in the River Region.
Don't waste your time with another company when United will give you prompt service at a fair price with 100% satisfaction guaranteed by trained technicians.
Sign up for our affordable yearly maintenance plan to help avoid a major repair with a major cost and get 15% off any service repair throughout the year.
United service team is on standby and here for you. For the number one AC, heating, plumbing, and electrical service team in the River Region, call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
United for your comfort.
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A+ Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Today is January 7th, Old Rock Day. Geologists and amateur rock enthusiasts can show their appreciation of all things fossilized and ancient by digging up an old rock. I've uncovered some prehistoric stones. Have a groovy Old Rock Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Let's see if the drama queens at Fox have calmed down.
Stand by for news.
4 o'clock. News. I'm Rich Dennison. President-elect Joe Biden says President Trump's efforts to undermine the nation's democracy led up to yesterday's deadly violence at the U.S. Capitol building.
Inciting a mob to attack the Capitol, to threaten elected representatives of the people of this nation, and even the vice president.
One protester was fatally shot inside the Capitol. Three others died from unspecified medical issues during the incident. Dozens of others were injured, many of them law enforcement officers. Facebook and Instagram blocking President Trump from posting on their social media platforms until at least after President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, saying his comments played a role in yesterday's violence on Capitol Hill.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg posting, "We believe the risks of allowing the president to continue to use our service during this period are simply too great."
Fox's Kristen Goodwin, America.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
News.
Every new year, you resolve to get in shape and join a gym, but you never stick with it.
I know, and I pay for a full year membership.
This year, get realistic about your resolution and join January Gym, the workout facility that's as temporary as your willpower.
Where is it?
January Gym is located in the Old Circuit City, where the Halloween Superstore was in October. And come February, it'll be vacant again.
Does January Gym have all the workout machines I wasn't using properly anyway?
No.
Cool, because weights are heavy, and the TV on the treadmills never have the channels I want, and the spin room's really dark.
Stop making excuses, because you don't need any at the health club that goes away faster than your desire for self-improvement. January Gym.
It's the kind of workout that works out for me.
All right, we just heard during Fix News that Twitter and Facebook have justified the President of the United States being denied his platform.
Imagine that.
Because he's dangerous, because they know everything and we don't. But this is okay. Listen to this. This is former Jeopardy champion Arthur Chu on Twitter. And this is what he had to say about Ashley Babbitt, the young lady that was shot and killed in the Capitol yesterday. Quote, "Ashley Babbitt feeding the worms is one of the few good things that happened as a result of the Capitol protest. If you feel the need to mourn her Nazi ass, it'll be easier for both of us if you unfollow me."
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
Sanctity of life's gone.
"When a bullet goes through the fatty tumor a Nazi has in the space where a human being would have a brain, nothing is lost," he continued. Said Chu, a voiceover artist, actor, and with more than 40,000 Twitter followers, "a pile of meat that moved and spoke and acted like a person was made to stop moving and thus could no longer fool people into thinking it was one of them." Well, you know what? I feel the same way about you, Mr. Chu. And we can only hope that your day as worm food comes sooner than later after that kind of hate. Sorry. I'm just not going to sit and look at that kind of crap and say nothing.
Yeah.
Hi, Charles.
Hey, guys. Listen, first off, thank y'all for having that gentleman on earlier. That's like, see, we're not hearing that on the old fake news stuff. And he pointed out things that was evident. I told my wife, I said, normal people don't climb damn walls. And that's those jokes that climb those walls, that wasn't Trump supporters.
Nope.
And and it's so sad that they're going to take all this and still, I wonder who the hell they're going to blame after 100 days that Biden's been in office, you know? But it looks like from the thing in Georgia, it looks like the old devil from D.C. went down to Georgia. So
busloads of them.
My dog, man. Well, listen, thank y'all again. Y'all have a great day. Bless you guys, and thank y'all so much, okay?
Thanks for holding on, Charles.
By the way, guys, help me remember, Matt Gaetz made a fantastic speech last night. I've heard rave reviews. Heard a little clip from it. I would like to play that. There's Zuckerberg. Put on Andy Griffith. I can't look at that son of a bitch. Get his ugly, stupid, billionaire face off my television. And now a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Go ahead, Greg. Tell us how you really feel.
No, we're in Mayberry now. I'm all calm.
Okay. What we're dealing with is a classical rhetorical fallacy. It's called post hoc ergo propter hoc. Just because one thing happened doesn't mean something else caused it. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to link what Donald Trump said to the actions that took place, and there's no logical link. It's just like wearing your lucky Auburn underpants. That's the reason why your team won. No, it's not.
That's not true.
That's post hoc ergo propter hoc. And the whole thing, too, about people wearing Trump gear. Is it possible that those people could not be Trump supporters? Absolutely. But the mainstream media is not entertaining that possibility at all.
Because the mainstream media is totally controlled and treasonous.
Yes.
Yeah, and I really love Jeff Mallinson calling in because he is a firsthand witness, someone who was there. What the problem most people in America are doing is that they're listening to second and third hand sources tell them a story, and they're not willing to look for the truth. They're not willing to look for the evidence themselves. So thank you for having Jeff call in. We need the truth, because too many people are being hoodwinked by this post hoc ergo propter hoc.
Yep.
Oh, you know, the light went on, so that must be the reason why my car won't start, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It gripes me. It angers me. And too many people are being, too many sheeple are being led down the path of destruction.
Good word.
It's just sad. Now, is it possible there were Trump supporters in that mass?
Yes.
Of course. But the fact that they're doing things that don't make sense, that normal people wouldn't do, makes me suspicious. So, anyway, that's where I'm going. Post hoc, ergo propter hoc. Those of you in the listening audience, Google that. So you'll see what I'm talking about. It used to be taught in schools. It's not being taught in schools anymore, sadly.
Give us that one more time.
Post hoc, ergo propter hoc. It's a posthocergo.
Ergo.
Propterhoc.
All right.
Usually if you put in post hoc as a Latin term. Good old what's-her-name, Jacqueline, about that. I'm sure she knows about it.
I will ask. I'll impress her with my legal knowledge.
Okay. Yeah. But anyway, you know what?
Hello.
God is still in control.
Yep.
It's all going to be okay. I was really sad and depressed about what happened yesterday, but I woke up again today and life goes on. So, keep up the faith. Great big war hawk. The one and all. And
big war hawk farewell to you, my friend. Thank you. It is 14 minutes after 4 o'clock. All right, among the Republicans who didn't scatter like mice in the aftermath of this thing, it's, I had nothing. I didn't support that. I don't even know who Donald Trump is. Mo Brooks has stood up today.
I like Mo.
And yes, Mo is making a name for himself. So is Matt Gaetz. And Mo Brooks says evidence growing on Antifa infiltration of this thing yesterday.
Absolutely.
Well, you can see him. You can see it.
Of course you can. We can see him because we know what to look for.
Well, Jason sent me a bunch of pictures.
But the media will not show them to you. It's like, okay, so how do we get rid of these people? Well, we got to elect new people. But how do we elect new people if the system is rigged, as George Carlin has pointed out many times? It was rigged in 2016. It's just that Trump overcame it with an election effort that they just weren't prepared to deal
with. And I'll tell you something, Greg. You can't fix election fraud by electing new people. It doesn't work that way.
And they're going to use this to take away our rights. Only certain types of protest is going to be allowed.
They're going to take away our guns. It's coming.
That will be a fatal mistake.
I know.
A fatal mistake.
It's coming. They're going to try it. They have to.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Is this Greg?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi, Greg. Someone just sent me a video and it was supposedly in the like suburbs of D.C. And it showed state troopers escorting many, many busloads of Antifa to the area.
We've heard about it.
And I'd be glad to send it to you if I had a number to send it to.
You can send it to my email. Sending it to my phone won't.
Yeah. Send it to Greg Budale at AOL.com.
Oh, okay. I'm at AOL.com, too.
Greg Budale.
Okay.
One big word, Budale.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Yes,
sir. All right, thank you for the call. We are at 416. Did you see the mortgage interest rates this morning? We were talking to Brandt, and we will again at 5:10 this afternoon at the opening bell. And by the way, I loved his comment yesterday. He said, you know, the market kind of just let this whole situation in D.C. roll off its back. The Dow hit 31,000 this afternoon.
I'm surprised.
Mortgage interest rates, though, this is the mind boggler, because they are now at 2.65 on the 30.
Under three?
Under three.
Oh,
okay.
God,
that's for 30 years?
Yes.
So it's lower than that for 15.
So here's the deal. If you are currently paying rent at this time, you really need to call our friend Morris Capilano and buy something. These rates, this was unimaginable. I mean, I was shocked when they fell to four.
Because you and I remember Jimmy Carter in 18-20%. Yeah.
Yeah, I closed at 17.1% in 1982. I was lucky with an 850 credit score on the income I had in 1990 to get 10 3/8. That was the lowest. 2.65 or in that area. So, and you don't need a ton of money down, but the benefits to home ownership are significant. Number one, you'll probably pay a lot less on a mortgage payment than you will on a rent payment. I mean, that's pretty much a given. It's tax deductible, first mortgage interest. And Morris Capilano has more experience leading people through that first mortgage than anybody I've ever heard of. I mean, the guy's been doing it for years and for thousands. And I asked him to estimate one time. And he said, God, you know, I've never really counted, but it's got to be several thousand people.
At least.
And he is perfectly suited, especially for first-time homebuyers. And I know we're getting a lot of new listeners under the age of 30 to the show, and I'm really grateful for that. And specifically addressing you when you're ready to take that first step to home ownership, do it with a man who knows everything that you're going to have to deal with along the way, who can make, you know, take all the anxiety out of the equation and just get you done. Pre-approved so you can shop with leverage. Call Morris at 409-9300. That's 409-9300. Morris Capuano with Renaissance Bank, an equal housing lender. Their NMLS number is 88697. Down to the traffic dungeon. We've got your local news, Rich's forecast, the weather. Well, if we were to do personification and turn it into a human being.
You sure is ugly.
That's what's coming. 418.
Montgomery Skywatch Traffic with your latest update. We have a new accident reported Eastern Boulevard at Carmichael. Use caution there and watch out for emergency vehicles. We still have that accident, by the way, on the side of the road on I-65 southbound. They're wrapping that one up. It's just past Cobbs Ford Road off on the right side of the road. As I said, they're cleaning it up, so it could be out of the way by now, but use caution there just in case. Really busy all around the boulevard in Montgomery, I-65 and 85. A lot of traffic on the interstates this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. If you've been looking for RAV4s and Tacomas, they're at Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. Anything is worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. Crime Stoppers needs your help in finding a murder suspect, 38-year-old Michael Lewis. The victim, William Elmore III, died from a gunshot wound from a shooting that happened Saturday, December 19th, in the 4100 block of Troy Highway. If you have any information on Lewis, call 215-STOP. The Alabama Department of Labor released the official count for initial claims filed during the past week. 10,986 unemployment claims were filed either online or by telephone during this period. 8,734 of those claims are COVID-19 related. That's the highest number since November. Here's a look at the latest COVID-19 numbers across Alabama. More than 4,300 people have died from COVID-19. Just under 3,000 people are in the hospital right now. State health officials say confirmed cases are now over 308,000. Recovery numbers have passed 211,000. I'm Ellis Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is with us, and buddy, it didn't take us long to get through 2020.
Wow, I mean, 2020 was here, and hopefully it is gone. And, you know, I just want to thank all the wonderful customers we have, the new ones, the old ones. You know, this year started off crazy, and it finished off with a bang. I tell you, our customers were great. They came in, they shopped, we did a lot of mail order, did lots and lots of great gifts for people, and I just wanted to thank each and every one of you from the bottom of our heart at Tucker Pecan, being such loyal customers and buying local, shopping local, and doing the things that needed to be done this year to make it through this COVID. And you know what? 2021 is going to be a great year for us at Tucker Pecan. We're going to do all kinds of new, exciting things and hopefully make next year bigger and better than ever.
Where are you located?
We're located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
And from David and the gang at Tucker Pecan, have a happy and prosperous new year.
Al's Flowers and Gifts in Montgomery is hiring immediately for a part-time position in their floral operation. Must have a good driving record. Call 265-1125 for more information. Al's Flowers and Gifts, 265-1125.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated, Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our risk of showers is not over yet. It'll continue well into the evening and nighttime hours tonight before ending. It'll be chilly tonight, overnight low temperature 41. Tomorrow, dress in layers, mostly cloudy, windy, cold, high temperature only in the upper 40s, but the winds will make it seem a lot colder than that. Low 30s on Friday night, Saturday's high only in the upper 40s, but sunshine returns, and I think we'll be in the 20s by Saturday night. So we've got a cold weekend ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Have you heard about the new congresswoman, the gun-toting Harriet Boebert?
She's the pistol-pecking patriot who's about to clean house, the house. She's Dirty Harriet.
Go ahead. Amend my bill.
She's the representative who's representing justice.
Oh, I know what you're thinking. Did she yield 6 minutes of her time or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this filibustering, I kind of lost track myself.
She's Dirty Harriet, and she's draining the swamp by emptying the clip.
You gotta ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Or do you, gentlemen from the state of New Hampshire?
Dirty Harriet, coming soon to C-SPAN 2.
What about New Hampshire?
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yes. It is 424 on News Talk 93.1 FM. You wanted to do a shout-out.
Yes, I wanted to give a shout-out to Gary of Cook's Pest Control. He came out and did the termite service at our church today. He is a 15-plus year listener to you, Greg, especially. He was listening to you when you were on the AM.
When I was a kid.
Yeah.
Man.
Loves the program, listens to us in the afternoons, and I told him I would give him a shout-out today. Great guy.
We thank you. Wow. 15 years of putting up with me. I mean, women haven't even been able to do that yet.
Great guy.
Yeah.
And on a
Some come back and said, there's one, you know.
Yeah.
And on a sadder note, Janet Meese, who is a Baumhauer you know, person yes. who comes. She and her son, Larry, would come on Wednesday nights, and she made homemade applesauce and gave us some. Her son, Larry, passed away, sadly.
Oh, man.
And she just called to let us know.
It's, there's a thing in my family that is so sad, and our condolences to Janet and the family. I want to scroll down here. I want to show Terry. I posted this morning. It's Mike Rowe.
I love him.
He's holding up a some beverage in a glass. Could be a cocktail. I'm not sure.
Looks like apple juice.
And this is at the end of yesterday. He said, well, that was fun. Here's to 2022. Yeah, I listen a lot to baseball. That's my escape. Of course,
baseball.
I'm watching Barney's Replacement on TV Land right now. Because I couldn't take another 5 seconds of Fox News without breaking the screen. And I really can't afford to replace the TV at this point.
I vote for Andy Griffith.
Yeah. Where was I going? Oh!
Welcome to my world.
Another joke. After the way this year has started, 2021 said to 2020, here, hold my beer.
Yeah.
And see what's coming. Look at it, it's the 7th already. Well, at least tomorrow's the anniversary of Elvis's birthday. How old would Elvis have been? He was born in 1935, 65. So he would be 86.
Yeah.
86 years old tomorrow. The king.
Hey, Elvis.
Oh, and I got to thank one of my favorite advertising stories ever. Gypsy Poodle came to the house today, and that is so great.
What a great idea.
Because the boys don't have to go on a car ride that, where they're building up fear and anxiety. They don't have to stay at a place all day. They're right in the driveway. And she does a phenomenal show.
It's a great idea.
And I'm so proud of the way Elizabeth has grown that business. But, man, they are fantastic.
I love innovators.
Here they are after today's. Look at those two.
Oh, with their little scarves on.
Yeah, hand chimweenies.
So cute. And they're feeling all frisky now because they're clean and they smell good.
Valerie says, don't be an Ernest T. Bass and throw a rock at the television. Okay, I'll try not to. let's talk Randall.
Randall
good evening.
Positions.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
How you doing? Just to add to Adam's call earlier about where he kind of left off at Pence. And Adam, me and you talked about this before, Terry. In 2001, Pence really pushed the anthrax thing. Even, and the first one was sent out, Greg, I don't know, you probably know the date as good as I do, but the first one was sent out from New Jersey.
They never figured out the anthrax thing, did they?
Yes, sir. I do. They finally pinned. Once they put a new Pence going around for president, vice president in 2008, I think they knew that. They pinned it on our army oh, anthrax scientist and named Bruce. And they said he committed suicide. You know they killed him to cover it up. But Pence was with Bush, standing in front of him, pushing the fear about Saddam Hussein, how we had to get him. You know, and
yeah.
And that's kind of a little something to add to Mike. You know, he found out. You know, be the cleanest man up there right now that we know. I mean, he was the first one to come out on that. And I just wanted to put that in there, man. It's had Jerry, man, good to see you and talk to you. Man, that shows that you know what you do to me. Thank y'all.
Appreciate the call. And here's Pat.
I want to change your topic just a bit, Greg, and brag on one of your advertisers. I used Adam's Drug years and years ago when I was working in the health and safety business. I'm a retired military, so I use Maxo because I'm cheap. My son had surgery this morning and had to get a prescription filled, and so we ran into Adam's Drug, and we're literally in there and out in 10 minutes.
Wow.
If we'd gone to one of the box stores, we'd have maybe gotten these pills tonight, you know.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, you push them all the time, but you're pushing them for a reason. They're good. And I just want to brag on them
and
change the topic.
I appreciate that, yes. And, of course, local. They employ local people. It's part of our local economy.
Win-win.
Just like, yeah. And you can do that. They are so accommodating. It's like if you're homesick and the doc calls in a prescription for an antibiotic or something. You don't want to be driving while you're sick. That's no better than driving if you're impaired in another fashion. And they can deliver. Or you can wait out in front of the store and they'll bring it out to you. But you miss out all your over-the-counter stuff is in there. They got nice gift shops. Wonderful folks. And let's not forget the butt paste.
That's never. Right.
Oh, well.
We
great
can never
product.
Forget the butt
I forgot
paste.
That, but oh well.
I would like to get it like a 55-gallon drum of that butt paste and apply it to some people in Washington who really need it.
Yeah, I agree.
Let him chase.
Thank you so much. How's your son doing?
He's doing good.
Glad to hear that.
Okay.
It's kind of funny. Yesterday, and I didn't realize this until we were at Baumhauer's last night. Yesterday was the 15th anniversary of that back surgery I had.
Oh, wow.
That failed. And ironically, last night, the guy that got me walking pain-free again, who worked with me day after day after day, Doc Pershing.
Yeah.
He stopped by last night. Yeah.
Oh, I missed him.
Great guy. I'll never forget. I'm changing the subject.
It's okay.
But
it's your show.
Listening to the show is like watching a moth. It's here and then it's there, but you can't take your eyes off of it. That makes no sense.
But that's good.
Follow me on this.
I understand. That's what scares me.
So after the back surgery failed, and speaking of advertisers. Says our buddy Ray had just stopped at Food Outlet and stocked up on Diet Cokes.
Ray.
He's the best.
He is. Ray Sunshine.
They have the half-liter bottles, six packs for $2.50. All your favorite Coke products. Stock up. You're never going to get a better price on name brand soda than right now at your local Food Outlet. Thank you, Ray. So, after the back surgery failed, I crawled over to some doctor's office off Taylor Road, and I'm sitting in the waiting room, and I'm the only one there that's alone. Everybody there is in couples, and I wasn't deliberately eavesdropping, but I was overhearing people say, well, I've had four things and I've got six rods, and
that's not what you want to hear.
No, I mean, good so Lord. By the time I got called back to see the doctor, I said, what do we do here? He says, well, I got to go back in and fix that fusion. I said, I'm going to think about it. Because what I heard in your lobby is that once you go in, you never stop.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be offensive, sir, but...
Well, it's your body. It's important.
That thing is still in there. That surgical contraption is still fused to my L4, L5. But Doc Pershing got me to walk, and here it is 15 years later. I've not needed that surgery. His office is now, he's deep in Wetumpka, Fire Tower Road and Highway 14.
Yeah, knows exactly where he is.
But he is a man of great experience, and if you're in that area, need a chiropractor, he's a good man. We are at 4:33.
Wow.
I'm going to play some of that Matt Getz clip. I got to hear it because I've seen nothing but big reviews on it. And I really want to play that Tucker clip, too.
Yeah, I was going to say, what about the Tucker clip?
It's a good one.
Well, he caught a lot of flack for what he supposedly said. And my mom called me last night and said she watched the whole show, and it was taken out of context.
Everything is taken out of context.
Yeah.
That's the news media.
And we were pissed off. Let me tell you something about Fox News ratings. In the daytime, I have the information right here. Give me 1 second to find it.
Okay.
Even at my age, I can scroll pretty quickly.
I've heard that about you.
Fox News. Where is that? Where did I put that? All right. Hey, I'm getting close. I'm telling you right now, I'm getting closer.
And Leon's getting larger.
And now it's become a mission. So I'm going to put it in my search box, and I'm going to find this sucker. Like right here it is. Fox ratings for December. These numbers are... stunning. But they don't care. It's like George Carlin says. They're all part of the same team.
They are.
They've got back channel money coming in from... because they're owned by Disney. Disney's biggest market is China. So what if Fox News, loses half its audience?
So much if they tank in America.
Since they called Arizona for Joe Biden before the polls closed on Election Day, Cavuto, that little turd, has lost 55% of his viewership. Brett Baer, minus 55% since Election Day.
They don't care.
McCallum, 54. Sandra Smith, 53. Fox and Friendless, 50%. Outnumbered has lost half. And then when you get down into the prime time, the 5 has lost 42%. Tucker has lost 41% of his viewers. He was pushing 5 million in prime time. He was beating network television shows. He's not even close now. Ingram has lost 37, and Hannity, who basically does the same show every night, has lost
32%. How can you explain that? What's going on?
People, look, conservatives, when there's a betrayal, they flip, and that's it. And ain't coming back.
Well, did these people betray us?
Fox?
No, the people, though, on Fox.
Yeah.
Like Laura Ingram, Tucker.
Not her.
I didn't think Tucker did or Laura, so they're just...
Well, Tucker did a couple of things that pissed people off, but...
Tucker thought too highly of himself.
Yeah, he made a big mistake right after the election. I forget the exact content. I don't have time to go look for it. But he did a commentary last night that says, I'm back in the wheelhouse. Problem is, people have turned off Fox News.
Yeah.
And they're likely, very few are going to come back. But maybe this clip will convince a few folks otherwise.
Wow.
Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, part of our 10-year club. One that our friend Terry Adams belongs to.
Yes, I do. I'm proudly part of that club, sir.
Supporting free speech and talk radio here in the River Region and providing their members and consumers all across the River Region with top-notch heating and air conditioning service and members. It's a great value for $159. Join today. They'll come out to make sure your system is running and ready for the rest of the cold weather. And believe me, there's plenty coming.
Mm-hmm.
The next few days are not going to be pleasant, friends.
Wow.
It's very important to make sure I got the gas bill. And, of course, part of the efficiency of the unit itself is that the electrical components are running properly. Yeah. And it was $40 lower than it was a year ago because we had our tune-up.
Makes a difference.
The number one drainer on your power bill is your AC unit. It's got to run efficiently unless you have money to throw away or just want to risk that the system will just burn itself out because it hasn't been maintained. It should last 20 to 30 years if it gets TLC. Here, TLC, that's the love of Clark's. Call them at 277-2125. The Melanie will ask you, how can we make you smile today? Ask about a membership. It's a great investment for you. Plus, you're guaranteed 24/7, 365 service if something breaks. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call them. 277-2125. Visit ClarkComfort.com. Alabama certification number 99002.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with your latest update. We have a new accident reported Eastern Boulevard at Carmichael. Use caution there and watch out for emergency vehicles. We still have that accident, by the way, on the side of the road on I-65 southbound. They're wrapping that one up. It's just past Cobbs Ford Road off on the right side of the road. As I said, they're cleaning it up, so it could be out of the way by now, but use caution there just in case. Really busy all around the boulevard in Montgomery, I-65 and 85. A lot of traffic on the interstates this afternoon. Buckle up, drive carefully. If you've been looking for RAV4s and Tacomas, they're at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. Anything is worth a minimum of $2,000 in trade. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/private. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/private. That's forhims.com/private for your free online visit. forhims.com/private.
Hyundai Power Transformers USA, located in Montgomery, Alabama, is looking to fill 50-plus production positions starting at $14 an hour and an English-Korean bilingual safety specialist position with pay based on experience. At Hyundai Power Transformers USA, you can expect excellent pay progression, incomparable benefits package, and 2 weeks of prorated paid time off upon hire. Qualified applicants, please apply through Indeed.com. HPT is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, folks, this is Jody.
And Kothy Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding.
And the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Hi, I'm Ellis Askew with Alabama News Network. The Alabama Department of Labor released the official count for initial claims filed during the past week. 10,986 unemployment claims were filed either online or by telephone during this period. 8,734 of those claims are COVID-19 related. That's the highest number since November. Here's a look at the latest COVID-19 numbers across Alabama. More than 4,300 people have died from COVID-19. Just under 3,000 people are in the hospital right now. State health officials say confirmed cases are now over 308,000. Recovery numbers have passed 211,000. Crime Stoppers needs your help in finding a murder suspect, 38-year-old Michael Lewis. The victim, William Elmore III, died from a gunshot wound from a shooting that happened Saturday, December 19th, in the 4100 block of Troy Highway. If you have any information on Lewis, call 215-STOP. I'm Alice Askew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our risk of showers is not over yet. It'll continue well into the evening and nighttime hours tonight before ending. It'll be chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature 41. Tomorrow, dress in layers. Mostly cloudy, windy, cold. High temperature only in the upper 40s, but the winds will make it seem a lot colder than that. Low 30s on Friday night. Saturday's high only in the upper 40s, but sunshine returns, and I think we'll be in the 20s by Saturday night. So we've got a cold weekend ahead. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day, and we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Inside my home, I'm spending too much time alone. I'm still communicating during isolation. I keep talking to myself. Me and myself have a discussion, but then I keep on interrupting. It's a personal form of communication. I keep talking to myself. Oh-oh. Talking to myself. Oh-oh. Talking to myself. If I'm having a thought, I just begin to talk. I'm talking to myself.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. That's another consequence of the lockdown. And one of my, there's a lot of things to be concerned about with full Democratic control.
Oh.
You know, didn't they flatter and honor themselves by calling themselves the resistance? They don't know what resistance is. They have no idea what resistance is.
They're about to find out, I'm afraid.
You know, it's like Jeff Mallinson describing, and God, he did a brilliant job.
Yeah, he did.
Setting the stage, talking about what it was like to be at the rally, how festive and positive it all was, until... And Alabama's Mo Brooks says there was infiltration, there was growing evidence of infiltration by Antifa.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a flare fired over the Capitol building that seemed to be a cue.
Okay, absolutely.
The crap starts now.
Yep. All timed out.
Yeah. And Jeff sent me that video shortly after that happened, and you could just see the discomfort he was experiencing. It went from festive to,
crap, here we go.
Right. Just like that. Yeah. So they pushed the old man through last night at 3:38 in the morning, certified the greatest fraud in American history.
Absolutely. Thank you, Pence, you traitor.
Yeah, there's a debate as to how much he could have actually done. But, Terry, we've talked about this. The Supreme Court, three Trump appointees, wanted nothing to do with Pennsylvania, mm-hmm. which was probably the biggest slam dunk of all the cases that were brought.
Yes.
Because they violated their own constitution.
Exactly.
With mail-in ballots. You can't say it's okay to have mail-in ballots when the law specifically states they're illegal.
That's right. Plus, it's an election day, not an election week. You can't keep counting ballots days after the election.
And yeah, sure, let's elect people that run and promise to change that, but
it's too late.
What are we going to do about Dominion systems and all? You know, we got to go back to paper ballots.
If that's what it takes to have an honest and fair election, then that's what we need to do. And that's what Sidney Powell said that I don't think anybody has really picked up on yet. This election was not the first time they've used this software or this equipment. There's no telling. I mean, everybody looks at AOC and goes, how did she get elected? Or Omar, how did she get elected? Well, guess what? Maybe she wasn't elected. Maybe they were selected. Maybe they were illegally put in there to do exactly what they're doing right now.
Ilhan Omar is evil.
Biatch!
That too.
A radical Muslim?
We have...
I mean, come on.
Yeah. I mean, and she's going to impeach Donald Trump.
Well, and
after getting into the country, for marrying her brother.
Exactly. And, Greg, what scares me is AOC talking about they're making a list of all the Trump supporters.
Yeah.
They're going to come after us. It's sure what it looks like to me.
Well...
Come on.
That's why we have the Second Amendment.
Yes, sir.
I would be...
For now, yeah.
I would... temper your enthusiasm for that idea, friends. Well, you're not my friends. This is Matt Gaetz last night during the certification.
One of the first things we did when the House convened today was to join together to extend our grace and our kindness and our concern for a colleague who has experienced just an insurmountable amount of grief with his family. And I want all of our fellow Americans watching to know that we did that because we care about each other and we don't want bad things to happen to each other. And our heart hurts when they do. Now, I'm sure there are plenty of folks over there who don't like me too much, and there are a few of you that I don't care for too much. But if anybody had been hurt today, it would have been even more of a catastrophe than we already saw. And I think that's an important point for the country. Another important point for the country is that this morning, President Trump explicitly called for demonstrations and protests to be peaceful. He was far more, you can moan and groan, but he was far more explicit about his calls for peace than some of the BLM and left-wing rioters were this summer when we saw violence sweep across this nation.
There you go.
He had the balls to say it.
Yeah.
And he's absolutely 100% correct. Let me see what kind of reaction I'm getting on Facebook. To that
photo. People have got to understand how powerful of a weapon the media is, because it's been totally taken over by the left.
We have underestimated them.
Absolutely. That's what I've been trying to tell
you
people.
Know, the ratings show that, by the way, maybe it's dark humor.
I love it.
Big game at the Capitol today, Patriots versus the Steelers.
That's good. And that would be Steelers with
please accept
EA.
That. Yeah.
Whoa. Let your daughter go down. Wow. No, a little bit more. A little bit more. Up to the top where you're great.
Oh, yes.
Wow. She looks good.
Yeah, we took that picture the Tuesday before Christmas.
That's a great picture. Is that where she lives?
That is that's a shopping area in Miami with a huge...
That's beautiful.
Yeah, with fountains and all kinds of cool stuff. But it is a real trying to, you know, get in and park in this place.
Oh, yeah.
Our favorite restaurant.
She's getting prettier. She looks good.
Yes, she is. And I it's so unfortunate because she's moved past
good.
The marriage and that crushing disappointment. But it's so hard to have a social life right now because of fear and lockdowns and all
that. It's okay. It's not time yet. When the right person's there, it'll work.
It'll happen.
I promise you it will. You know that.
The picture I posted of Washington, D.C. on fire May 30th last year. That was not insurrection.
Yeah, right.
Jason says, you know they were just adding lighting around D.C. Yeah, that was all they were doing. Those were mostly peaceful protests. Still waiting to find some additional information on Ashley Babbitt, the young lady that was...
Let's see what I can find.
Until I know otherwise, was shot dead for no obvious reason.
True.
By one of the Capitol Police. And we back the blue here on this station.
Absolutely. Thin blue line.
These individuals actively attacked the United States Capitol Police officers and other youth forum.
Yeah, Antifa sure did.
Yeah, but this lady was unarmed. Now, we burned down how many cities over an unarmed...
Let's see.
Colonel was taken into arrest who had died from a fentanyl overdose.
We burned down none.
No, we did not. You're right. But they did.
Yes,
and that
they
was
did.
Okay.
Oh, of course.
Nobody has contacted us. A family member told the San Diego Union
Tribune.
She's
reading the exact same thing.
No official person has gotten back to us despite the many phone calls. Her ex-husband stated that she was a wonderful... This is her ex. Yeah. A wonderful woman with a big heart and a strong mind. I'm in a state of shock and feel terrible for the family. Her ex said she loved America with all her heart. It is truly a sad day. They were married for 14 years and served in the Air Force together. I don't think this woman attacked anything.
She didn't.
Let's speak at 4:51 with Mike.
Mike?
Yes.
You're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Okay.
You know.
I can shed a little bit of light, maybe, on the young lady that who lost her life tragically.
Please do.
I actually saw the video of the incident. It was actually a barricade in the hallway of the chamber, and it was a Secret Service agent that was standing in front of the barricade, and he was yelling over and over and over, "Do not cross this barricade, I will shoot." And she starts climbing over it, and so he shot.
I haven't seen that.
Was anybody in imminent danger from her doing that?
I don't believe so, in my opinion, no. That being said, when there's a Secret Service man standing there pointing a gun at you saying, "Do not cross this door or I will shoot," I think the smart thing to do is
not
stand your ground, maybe, but maybe not cross the barrier. I don't know, Greg.
I understand what you're saying. Totally. We have, how many times this year or in recent memory, when it happened in Atlanta, when it happened in Minneapolis, when the police tell you to do something, do it. Guess what? Better yet, don't do anything that's going to attract the attention of police. Mm-hmm. And so we have supported them on that ground. There's just something about this I find exceptionally troubling, especially with a 14-year veteran of the Air Force.
Yeah, same here.
Right, and there was some other strange video I saw, like police officers inviting protesters up.
Yes.
Antifa.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. So there's a bunch of really weird, fishy stuff going on, but just kind of wanted to share that with you, Greg. Y'all have a good evening.
I appreciate the call. Very, very much.
I think they were in cahoots. They were letting Antifa up there. They knew what they were going to do. It was all planned. It's just my opinion.
Well, right now they're investigating. The family has really heard nothing of an official nature. Mark Stein was on Tucker last night, and also I saw some incredibly flattering. I love the Matt Gaetz.
That was guts.
He is purportedly harboring presidential ambitions.
Where is he from?
Florida.
Florida.
North Florida, Panhandle area. He's a good-looking guy. You know, if you want to get into the aesthetics of the candidate, he's not me. But
who is, Greg?
You know, I still harbor that desire.
Start local.
Mr. Boodle goes to Washington.
Start local.
And, you know, jumps up on the tables and says, "All right, on behalf of my constituents, enough of this crap.
Start local.
I wanted to develop an interactive website so legitimate constituents could have access. Here's
transparency.
Here's what we're voting on today. What do you think? I need your input.
I want to be your manager, at least be involved in it. I'll get you up there, buddy."
I would just love to have a rant in front of all those old farts.
Wouldn't that be great?
Those
shake them up a little bit.
By the way, Richard Shelby.
Does he really exist, or is he just a cardboard cutout?
I saw the same picture that they put on the billboards on Fox this morning with him saying something. Ah, hey, guess who we just heard from? Stick Shift Danny. The Pennsylvania legislature is reportedly getting ugly. Saw an article that the Republican majority had refused to swear in the new Democrat and are starting a recall against the governor.
Good.
And that's the only way to fix it.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania, I mean, on one hand, nobody screwed up their election more than they did. On the other hand, nobody's going to get it up the rear end more than the people of Pennsylvania if Biden
right.
and AOC and her crowd get all of their swell Green New Deal in. There are going to be huge unemployment numbers in Pennsylvania. And Trump went there multiple times to make sure that he had an 800,000 vote lead. How do you lose that?
In the middle of the night.
In the middle of the night, 4:30, it happened in Michigan. All these states. There was just something about Biden voters or Biden vote counters. They all checked in at like 4:30 a.m. Eastern time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what it's going to take, though, Greg, is the citizens, because we have abdicated our responsibility and trusted the people that we have put in office to do the right thing. And when they don't, we don't do anything about
it. Exactly. You're right, Miss Rosie.
If we would hold our elected officials.
Hold them accountable.
Exactly. And hold their feet to the fire. Not that they have to do everything we tell them to do, but we need to have a voice, and we need to know that they're listening to what we say.
But the problem is we're too busy living our lives. We're too busy working, trying to make our payments, trying to take our kids to school, trying to go to all their after-school activities, trying to live life. We don't have time to keep our finger on the pulse of what's going on, and it's cost us. But we have to. We're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
It's got to be a priority, because you cannot abdicate your responsibility to someone
else. It's
our
turn to be the resistance.
Yes, it is.
And we are going to have to make it literally a part-time job.
Yeah. It's happening in Arizona also. There's a citizens committee that's rising up.
Good. You know, the founding fathers said the Constitution and America is for the godly people. It was never designed for the ungodly people. And I think we're seeing what happens when the ungodly people get in control.
Oh, man. It's this whole thing about pronouns. What a ridiculous rule.
Instead of amen, it's a woman or whatever.
They are inventing things to get pissed off about.
Rules for radicals, man. It's a playbook, straight out of the playbook. Change
word
meanings.
Well, it just makes them look stupid. I mean, that's embarrassing that somebody would even say that.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid.
It is. It's utterly embarrassing.
It is 4:57 on News Talk 93.1 FM. We're going to check traffic. We have Fox News coming up. We'll talk to Brandt. The Dow hit another benchmark today. This horrible Trump economy. You believe that? He hit it, brought it to record levels. It fell catastrophically
they
in
took
April.
It down.
And in our happiest, jittiest moment, as Al Sharpton would say, could have maybe hoped it would get back to 25 if the V, you know, and it's at 31?
Yep. I'm sure they'll take credit for that somehow.
Of course. All right, let's see how the roads are moving. 2 minutes before 5 o'clock.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic updating you on some accidents. Atlanta Highway at Arrowhead Drive. We had a very bad accident there earlier. Please watch out for boots on the ground. An injury was involved. They're trying to clear that one. Elsewhere around Montgomery, just very busy traffic everywhere. On the Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, Norman Bridge, I-65 and 85, very busy through downtown Montgomery. I-65 southbound on top of the hill just before Cobbs Ford Road. We had a bad accident there. Emergency vehicles and other vehicles on the left side of the road. You'll need to be in the right lanes to pass. Then just past Cobbs Ford Road on the right shoulder, two cars got into a tussle. They're off on the right shoulder there. Watch out for them as you go by. Buckle up, drive carefully. Bad credit? Trapped in a title loan on your auto? Get out of it. Call MCS in Wetumpka. Get a real loan with affordable monthly payments. Call 567-9000. That's 567-9000. NMLS 2328-76. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Brubaker Motors is